Day 34. Realize God can use anyone and any resources to provide for his work. You know, I've told you some of the garage sale verses and the thrift shop verses. A lot of them are here. And the idea is that God can use any person to provide when you have a particular need. Also, I realize in the kingdom of God, sometimes people say, well, they'll only take from Christians. But when we look at the Bible, if you look at Nehemiah, he got resources from a heathen king. When you look at Ezra, he got resources from a heathen king. God can use anyone to provide for what he wants to do. When I was at Fort Wilderness one winter, I heated with wood. You know, we had oak wood, and we cut it, and we stacked it and everything. And we had it on the side of our house, and it was great. We were coming up to winter, and the insurance company called me, and they said, well, we're not going to allow you to heat with wood anymore. We're not going to allow you to heat with wood anymore. Sandy and I had all this wood. I mean, it was beautiful, best wood I ever had. And it had been sitting there for a year. It was dry. It was great. It was worth probably $1,200. And so we're praying, okay, God, we have this wood. What do we do with this wood? Well, there was a guy in our staff. Great guy, loved him, but this guy didn't plan anything in his life. I mean, he just never planned ahead. He lived in the moment. He was always broke. You know, when I used to travel with him, I would say, now, do you have some money for the trip? And he'd say, well, I gave my last 20 to my wife. And I'm like, well, we're going away for a week together. Yeah, I know, the Lord will provide, you'd always tell me. Yeah, me. So, you know, he'd always go, he would travel broke, and then I would pay. You know, that's how that worked. And then he heated with wood, but he never prepared. He never planned ahead. So it's November and the snow is already, you know, this deep on the ground in northern Wisconsin. And he's out there picking up wood chips trying to heat his house and for his wife and his three young children. And so Sandy and I pray about it and we decide that we're going to give all of our wood to him. So he's very excited. So he goes over to the camp. He gets the camp dump truck. He brings it over to our house. He's up on there. He's whistling. He's happy. And he's throwing all of this great firewood into the truck as he's going to take it to his house. And then he goes, hey, Brian, what's that verse you always quote? Wealth of the sinner, stored up for the righteous. Wealth of the sinner, stored up for the righteous. And I said, Ron, I said, I'm a forgiven sinner. And you are a poor planning righteous man. And yes, God uses sinners, and he uses forgiven sinners. You know, when that bank gave our church, sold our church to the racquetball club, the $2.2 million racquetball club for $500,000 cash, you know, God used them. When we were renovating that building, I called the company that made HVAC units. And I said, we're a church plant, and we've got this building. We need to have 6 HVAC units. And they were like $10,000 a piece up on the roof. And I said, is there any chance you'd help us? And this corporation said, sure. And they sent us $60,000 of HVAC units at zero cost. See, God can use anyone for the things that he is trying to accomplish. I will save the rest for my last session tonight. But I pray, by God's grace, that this week that I've been inspiring you to live open-handed. But it's two ways. It's learning to live open-handed under the Lord and unto the people he shows you to help. But when you live like this, he also puts resources in. You also experience his provisions. You know, I don't believe we give to get. I believe we give because we've received. We're always only to give from what we have. From what we have. We're to open our hands. But as we do that, the Lord puts resources in that we might give again. We give to get to give again. You know, we give because we've received. But as we receive and as we give, we receive again and we give again. May you find your life more exciting as you learn that truth in the future.